The views expressed by volunteer on-air hosts do not represent or reflect the views of WGXC. WGXC is nonpartisan and does not endorse or support political candidates. To participate in WGXC's on-air dialogue, call 518-828-0290 or email info@wgxc.org.
Hello, world. This is Bill Lawrence, and you're listening to the radio show of the world, according to Lawrence, on WGXC FM 90.7 on your radio dial. And it's a pleasure being back with you this month. We're on our 14th show. We didn't think we were going to last that long, but we have. And we're going to give you a variety of topics and music to listen to today. Just to give you some background on myself, I'm a Greene County legislator for Greene County, of course. I represent the town of Carroll. I was a school teacher, chemistry and physics, for 35 years at the Carroll-Durham School District. And I've been involved in a variety of aspects of living in Greene County. But we're also glad to have anybody from Columbia County listening to us as well. And the WGXC family welcomes your input, your comments, your donations, of course. And we're always glad to get constructive criticism about the way we operate our shows and our station. Now, we, of course, are in the Hudson studio today. Today is May 20th, 2014. It's 10 o'clock, or just after 10 o'clock in the morning. And we could also have been recording and showing off our studios in Catskill. And we have, of course, one in Acre, where the mother station is, so to speak. And the WGXC group has been very gracious to me as a programmer to allow me this time on the air. And I'm always thankful for the opportunity to be a programmer for WGXC. Speaking of which, of course, if you are in the mood, we were a little bit short on our last fundraising opportunity. We came up about $10,000 short. We're looking to make that back to keep the programming going, as you out there who listen know it should go, and as a programmer, how I would like to see it go for all of Greene County and all of Columbia County. So if you'd like to donate and help out with this very small fundraiser drive from now to the 5th of June, you can go on WGXC.org, and you can tap on the or click on the bank, the radio bank, and make a donation online. You can always send us a donation. You can stop in at any of our three studios and make a donation, or you can call our station and you can make a donation over the phone. And of course, this is just a short fundraiser drive we're going to do through May. Then from June 5th to June 15th, we're going to be doing one on the air again. But for those of you that listen to the station, I think you know it's important to keep the station alive and well. It gives you a different perspective on the way things go in Greene County, the different perspective on the way things go in Columbia County, and, of course, gives you an opportunity to listen to programmers and music that maybe you've never heard before. Now, I'm not here alone in the station. I'm here with my friend and colleague, Deborah Kamica, and she is going to give you a little bit of background on her life so that you know where we're coming from. And Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Bill, and good morning, Bill's world. So I work at the Carroll Library, and I'm also on the advisory council for WGXC. And as Bill said, we welcome input and participation. It is community radio, so We're looking for more participation, particularly from Greene County and Caro, East Durham, Durham area. You know, please tune in and put in a program application if you're so interested, or come to some of the events. Join in.
Yeah, I think anybody out there can be has some talent. Of course, WGXC is always looking for good talent, even though they chose me to be a programmer. So I'm going to look at our list of topics today, Deb. We are going to be looking at a few things. May is a very busy month for lifestyles in Greene and Columbia County. We have Mother's Day on May 11th, which has been passed, but I still like to talk about moms because I happen to have one, so does Deb, and we are very proud of those people. We're going to talk about proms because prom month is, of course, May. Memorial Day is coming up at the end of May, and we have to give thanks to our soldiers who gave their lives for our freedom. And then, of course, we're looking at the nice weather we're having in May, which has been a change from this winter, the longest winter I've ever spent in Greene County. And then we have, of course, school board elections and school budget votes coming up today. So if you are not aware, you have to go to your local school system and sign in and vote for or against the budget. Vote for your favorite school board member, and let's keep the school, the public school systems going as strong as we can. Now we're going to start, Deb, Mother's Day. I think my mom, of course, has passed away, but she was a very, very strong person in my life, and I think that's probably true for most moms in their families. Memories of our mothers and fathers, of course, start when we're very, very young, and I think the way I look at it is that the support they give you is sort of invisible, but you know it's there, and that's why it's important that we give moms their just due for recognition on at least one day a year. I mean, I'm sure many of you do it other days of the year, but Mother's Day is the designated day of the year to let your mom know that you love her, that you feel that she's been important in your life, and that you could not have done without her as much as you've done. Deb, what do you think? Is that pretty much a good synopsis?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I did a little research on the history of Mother's Day, and apparently it was started by some woman turn of the century, forgetting where now, maybe out in the Midwest, and she really wanted to honor her mother, and she really promoted this whole idea of honoring one's own mother, not mothers in general, though I'm sure she wasn't against that, but that really was this whole day, which has become a very big day in this country and other countries as well. It started with one person.
Yeah, exactly. And I think most great changes in the world start with a single person. And of course, for most of us, it's been our mom. And although I'm a cynic at heart, because Mother's Day, Father's Day, all these days are made up, I thought, by Hallmark card companies, I do think that Mother's Day is a valuable day of the year that we should recognize it.
Yeah, but I think the point I'm making is that this Mother's Day, I thought, was a Hallmark card made up day too, but apparently it really came from somebody's heart. It came from a woman who, you know, whose mother was an activist and you know, for human rights, and she really wanted to honor her mother. So a little bit of a different twist on this.
And good for her. I'm glad she did think of it. I mean, I'm sure that maybe others have thought about it, but maybe didn't know how to go about doing it. But whatever we have out there in terms of people recognizing their moms, this is a little music for, well, moms, not necessarily a Mother's Day music, but it's something that always reminds me of my mom. So here we go.
Get me now.
Mamma Mia. That's what sometimes we call my mom Mamma Mia when she was alive. And I see my son, he does that with my wife, who's his mom, of course. And my mom, she would slip me a 20 or so when I got home from college and was going back. And my father would do the same thing, but I never told each of them that they were doing it. And my son, he does that to us as well. He'll take money from my wife, and then I'll give him money, and he'll never tell us that the other gave him some cash to help him on his way, either back for gas money or for some sort of food as they were traveling back to where they live. And it was always a remarkable memory to have that kind of support when, you know, you took them for granted. I think we take our parents for granted most of the time. So if you didn't do it now. Give your mom a call, send her a card, or send her an email. Probably that's the way they do it today. And then let her know that you're she's very much your favorite person in life.
No email. Come on. Pick up the phone, call your mother.
That's right. Let your mom know in real time that you love her, okay? All right, we are going to play another song here. This is about moms. This is from group called The Wall, and it goes something like this. Let me just make sure I get the right number. I'm bad mechanically sometimes.
Just she's good enough.
Was Mother by the Wall, and as you heard, mothers know what you're doing every second of the day, so be careful about your mom and what she knows, because sometimes they surprise you with that information at times. And we're going to do one more here. This is for those of you that maybe have lost your mom, and Deb and I are in that situation, and no matter how long it's been, you always think about them, picture on the wall, or some sort of memory, some sort of a trigger will bring back their memories, and this song is for their memories only.
Blues for Mama. Blues for Mama. It just seems wrong to say. She can't be done. she's the only one. Blues for mama, blues for mama.
Okay, that was Blues for Mama by J.J. Cale, a nice little song. And again, if you've not talked to your mom, give her a call and make sure that she knows that you're around and that you care about her. And that goes for my kids, too, so make sure you give her mom a call. All right, we're going to go into another topic we also have coming up this month, prom month. This is the month where schools, juniors usually, set to get up and get together their prom theme and have their prom court and their prom coronation and their prom dinner, and everything prom is on a weekend. I just went to the one in Carroll Durham this last weekend, and it's kind of interesting. A lot of kids who dressed up very, very nicely. Lots of pictures, beautiful girls and handsome gentlemen together as a group. And I remember going to my own prom. You know, I was hoping to ask the girl that I was really much in love with then, and I was afraid that somebody else was going to ask her. Of course, I was always afraid she's going to say no, but luckily she did not, and I did not marry her. As a matter of fact, the girl I did marry, I didn't take her to the prom, and she reminds me every year about that. I have to ask for her forgiveness because, for whatever reason, I was not around or didn't want to go to a second one, and I regret that now as an older man, and I should have taken her. And
come on, Bill, but do you understand that the fact that you don't remember why you didn't do it is part of the problem?
It was because I was young and foolish and had other interests, of course, and life has a strange way of coming back and biting you somewhere. You know where that is. In any case, I did take her to the prom last night, not to the prom, but to the prom coronation. My granddaughter was in the prom last night. And the prom is an important event. It's one of the parts of your life that you either remember or you don't for one reason or another. And it's like getting your license, or it's like graduation from college or high school. It's one of those markers that we all try to record in our lifetime booklet. And mine was interesting. I can't remember what went on at the prom. I remember going. I remember the girl I took. I remember not taking my current wife to her prom. And my son went to his prom. He was named as best dressed, which I thought was nice. My oldest granddaughter, went to her prom, and I did the announcing, so I was glad to see her there. And my youngest granddaughter went to the prom just this last weekend. So it's been a complete cycle of life in terms of prom events. And it's an important part of a teenager's life, but it's a very hectic time for parents. Prom dresses are very expensive. The prom chaperoning, the transportation. Kids like to have a big limo or they have some special fancy car to take them. And sometimes that costs money. Flowers, the makeup, the hair, it goes on and on. For those of you that have daughters especially, tickets sent into prom can be a very expensive proposition. It's like a pre-wedding, pre-wedding type of event. And it pays off. I mean, they look great on stage. It is something that, again, only lasts one night. And hopefully it was a good memory. Now, the proms start with getting that date. I think that's the first thing. I don't know. I had to work up the courage to ask my date to a prom. And Deb, I don't know, did you go to your prom?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so Deb didn't go to her prom. And,
the guy I was dating at the time actually had been expelled.
So there you have the problem with some proms is that you can't always make that connection work. But anyway, the prom starts out with the call, that first phone call. So here's dedicated to all you first-time prom goers and nervous about making that phone call for the girl or the boy that you want to take you to the prom. Here we go.
Summer.
call me. Yes, that's the first step in a prom date, is to make that phone call and make it happen.
Yeah, but do they actually call anymore, or do they just text?
I don't know. They might. Yeah, I mean, in my day, it was call. I mean, or you had to write a long letter, I suppose. Or you ran into them in a hallway and you asked them, hopefully that nobody would overhear their rejection. But most of the time today, it's probably done in a number of ways. Maybe in class, you pass a note. Maybe they don't pass notes anymore, do they?
Don't know about that. But did you hear about that high school in California where some boys were running some kind of a draft for prom dates, and the draft like ranked the girls in terms of desirability apparently, and to participate in this draft you had to pay money, and oddly to me the girls didn't seem to object to this.
That I did not hear of. No, I mean, that seems like a kind of a strange way to run a prom, but I mean, kids today, I don't put much past them anymore. What are you saying, that it was something wrong with that?
Well, it seems odd to me. I mean, particularly odd that the girls didn't, you know, sort of rebel against that process of being asked out to the prom or for any dance.
Well, you know, in terms of proms, I've seen where you ask somebody out for a date, and then later on you have a fight with them, and they still feel compelled to go with you on that date, even though you're not talking to each other.
Something well, yeah, because you've invested all this money, and you know,
right, you don't want to lose that,
and
right?
At the last minute, you know, there may not be anybody else to go with, and for some reason, I guess there's a stigma attached to going alone. Though I know a number of girls who did do that, who do that now. I think more common now than when I went to school.
As a matter of fact, at a prom last night, not last night, this weekend, the several girls were by themselves. They were announced by the announcer, and they came out all by themselves. I think that's a fine thing to do. You don't have to have a date all the time.
I absolutely agree. You know, I think everybody should be able to participate. My problem with the proms now is that they are so expensive that they actually end up, you know, there are kids who will be excluded because they don't have the funds to you know, keep up with everyone else. My daughter was pretty good with her prom. Her best friend spent $600 on a prom dress, and my daughter paid $35. She bought something online. Not quite as fancy, but she looked great. So I didn't quite get the bill that some of these parents are getting.
Wow, $600 is a lot of money for a prom dress.
Yeah, you know, figure that it's a dress that you're unlikely to wear anyplace else.
Well, the Cairo Durham School District, not only they held the coronation at the high school, which was nice for the parents because the prom itself was in Ski Wyndham.
Wow.
So they had to drive up to Ski Wyndham. Mm-hmm. That's where the actual prom itself was held, with chaperones, dinner, and whatever. But I do know that the part about being on a prom is that you want to make it a happy occasion. So this is for those of you that have been on proms or are going to go on proms. Let's hope this is the way it turns out.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you. And and you for me, so happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather?
All right, that was So Happy Together by the Turtles, and my wife and I love that song. That is our theme song for our marriage, of course, and always. Sometimes you have little bumps in the road, but for the most part, happily married for 40-some years now. I don't remember how many years. In any case, the only thing I hate about that song, Deb, is the way it ends. How is the weather? Who gives a crap, right? You're going to a prom or someplace. The weather's not going to make any difference. So.
Well, actually, it does, because you spend a lot of money getting your hair done, and then it rains or it's humid, and then you got to worry about your hair or getting your dress wet and, you know, talking about love, though, there's this story that I heard about that doesn't really work into prom, but happily ever after theme, maybe. So there was this guy in Turkey who was on a TV dating show, and he admitted on air that he murdered his first wife during some kind of rage. He was jealous and murdered his wife, served 14 years in jail. And then he... accidentally, in quotes, killed his next girlfriend. He didn't mean to do it, apparently, but killed her nonetheless. So the host of the show asked him to leave, but he left on a high note. The Turkish guy said that, you know, he's changed. and he said that any woman that would want to marry him should not be afraid that he would kill her.
what a statement.
You know,
okay,
so great. Happy together.
It sounds like good karma. Right?
Maybe so.
I mean, no prom date should be that scary. So if you're going on a prom date, you might be a little bit scary or timid about being on the date itself. But remember, it's all for a good cause. You need that memory to make your life fulfilled, right? So proms, we're going to just end on a proms end. I'm sorry to say, sometimes they take all night to end. If you're, as a parent, waiting for your child to get home, you're hoping they're okay. You hate to intrude on their prom day, their prom night. But sometimes these kids, they go to house, or they go to an all-night diner or something, and it just takes forever for them to get home. But then hopefully it doesn't end on a bad note, because sometimes the date you're on is not necessarily the best person you could have been with. So this is for those of you that have been on bad dates, which I think Pat Benatar sounds up pretty well.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stay. No promises, no demands. Sunshine,
That is true. Love is a battlefield, but something you have to live through. You don't want to go crazy and do things you shouldn't do because you lost a young love. If your girlfriend breaks up with you or a boyfriend breaks up with you, it's not the end of the world. So I think we better end this particular segment on a better note. And here we have a little bit of Johnny Mathis.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last as far as I can see. This is heaven, and speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say.
Okay, that was Johnny Mathis. It's not for me to say if you love me. And remember, any relationship, whether it's your first date, your first prom, or a marriage, takes a lot of hard work. It's not something that just goes on by itself. So make sure that you understand that before you get involved in a long-term relationship with anyone. Deb, anything else on proms? I know you didn't go to yours, and someday we'll have to correct
it. And have never recovered from it. Well, no, there is this case, a school in, I don't know, Virginia, West Virginia, where this girl wore, I think most girls wear very long dresses, you know, it's the one chance to wear something really fancy with the heels and long dresses, but this girl wore a, what was described as a sparkly mini dress, and apparently the fathers who were chaperoning asked her to leave because they said her wearing that dress would cause these 17-year-old boys to have impure thoughts. So, I mean, can you imagine a 17-year-old boy having impure thoughts?
I don't know of any young boys that have impure thoughts. No, that never happens. I mean, the father has to be a little bit, restrictive in terms of what he thinks is going on in today's society. But, I mean, I saw girls last night dressed up. They were dressed to the hilt, and they looked very beautiful. And, if I were a date for any of those girls, I would have probably thought some impure thoughts myself, but hopefully everything turned out okay. We still have not heard if our granddaughter made it home okay. I'm assuming that news has reached my wife by now. Over 3 days. I mean, you don't hear from
I was going to say, I hope so, Bill.
Yeah, me too.
You maybe better check on that one.
All right, we're going to go to our next little segment, which is Memorial Day. It's coming up at the end of the month. Of course, Memorial Day is a celebration of those soldiers in the services, the military services that gave their lives for our freedom, fought in the wars, were served, and have passed away. I mean, once a soldier, you're always a soldier in one way or another. And I'm very thankful that the United States of America has such a strong connection to those who have served in the military. Because sometimes some wars, they have been unrecognized for their achievements. In other wars, they have lost their lives, and or the strain of coming back to this country after the war was over is sometimes too much for them and their families, and takes a lot to readjust from war to peacetime, let me tell you. And having had several members of my family who served in the military, my son included, it's a strain. It's a different type of life, and it's something that takes adjustment to when you get out of it. So maybe a career in the military is one thing, but serving your 2 to 4 years, sometimes it lasts a lifetime after that term is over. So we're going to start out with a little Bruce Springsteen, and this is for everybody in the United States and, of course, for our military personnel in the world. USA, and thank God I was too. And again, Memorial Day coming up, the end of the May, end of the month. And if you have a chance, please attend one of the services. They usually don't last all that long. They're very, very important to, I think, the longstanding contributions that our military has served in the many, many years this country has been in existence. If you're a member of your family or you have served in the service, it's important to go down there and be recognized for the important job you did for us who are free today. Now, of course, military is most often associated with war, and I could not let this particular moment go by without playing one of the songs that deal with it. Let me just put that on.
This land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion.
of love grow all around. But for me they come a tumbling down. Every day heartaches grow a little stronger. I can't stand this pain much longer. I walk in shadows searching.
What becomes of the broken heart? Yes, that's no worse heartbreak than losing somebody in a battlefield. And, of course, that's why we celebrate Memorial Day. Make sure that if you've lost a family member or a friend because of their service in the United States military, then be sure to go to a Memorial Day service somewhere on, was it May 30th?
Well, May 30th is a traditional Memorial Day, but I think it's being celebrated on the
26th,
the 25th,
right.
Or 26th, yeah.
I know the Carroll, town of Carroll, which is where I reside, is having their Memorial Day service on the 26th, and I'm sure every town has their own particular version of that, so again, keep those memories alive. All right, one more song to deal with the military and Memorial Day, and that is a song by the name of Requiem for a Soldier. And it's going to be right here. Okay, that was Requiem for a Soldier by Catherine Jenkins. Nice little way to end up that particular segment for Memorial Day coming up at the end of the month. Be sure to thank any soldier that you see for the service they provided to this country. All right, one more topic, Deb, and that is school board elections and school board budgets. Any advice for those people that are out there getting ready to vote?
No, I guess just go out and vote.
Simple enough.
Well, you know, be informed, go and vote. I mean, the school budgets are up for votes, and included with those are budgets for many of our local libraries as well. So
that's right. Yeah, as a matter of fact, every school district has the voting for their budget and their board members on the same day. That's today, from noontime to 9 o'clock. So if you've not remembered that, put it down and get out there and vote for your school budget, or if you have to, for whatever reason, vote against it. As an educator, I would recommend that you vote for it. I think education is very important for you and your kids and this country. We want to make sure that we stay ahead of the game, so to speak. School board members, that's another story. You have to make a decision based on what you know about them, but it's all going to take place today, and it's going to determine the next year's educational process for your particular district. Now, I, of course, as a teacher, I always thought I was pretty hot as a teacher, and if you're going to go out there and vote for a school budget, it's probably because your kids also think that maybe one of your teachers is pretty good, and this little song is dedicated to teachers for the good job they do, not because of any other reason.